This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Memorial Day Monday, May 27th, A.D. 2019. This is the World View in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. The Hindu Manani, a radical religious group based in the Indian state of Tamil Nadu, formed to defend Hinduism in 1980, has become increasingly violent. They struck again on May 3rd, seriously injuring 4 Christians. Pastor Philip Rangasamy, pastor at Praise the Lord Church in Kandrapali, told International Christian Concern, quote, 6 people from the Hindu Manani broke into the church and started beating us and shouting abusive language. They told us to close down the church. They attacked us with iron rods and heavy wooden sticks. Close quote. Iyunan, a 32-year-old member, had his left hand broken when the Hindu Manani hit it with an iron rod. And Angapal, a 70-year-old church member, sustained a serious head injury as a result of the attack. Plus, they broke fans and furniture and even damaged the church's roof. When the police were alerted, they told Pastor Rangasamy to not hold any more church activities in Kandrapali without obtaining permission from the appropriate authorities. The Hope Center, a Christian nonprofit homeless shelter in Anchorage, Alaska, refused to allow a homeless man pretending to be a woman to stay the night in its shelter with biological women. That's when they got in trouble with the city, which tried to force them to accommodate transgenders over their biblical objection. The homeless shelter has been blessing the needy for 30 years, serving up 450 cups of soup per day to both men and women throughout the day, as well as providing free clothing, laundry, and job skills training. But when the sun goes down, the Hope Center only allows women to spend the night, since the bedroom is one large, single open room, and there is only one showering facility and changing area. Many of these vulnerable biological female clients have just escaped sex trafficking or domestic violence. The last thing they want to do is to be forced to compromise their modesty or their safety. Thank God that Alliance Defending Freedom has come to their rescue. Keep this case in prayer. Last week, nearly 30 tornadoes touched down in Missouri and Oklahoma. One monstrous tornado that struck Jefferson City, Missouri, a city with a population of about 42,000, was almost a mile wide and was on the ground for nearly 20 miles, toppling homes, ripping roofs off houses and businesses below. At least 20 citizens were transported to local hospitals. Samaritan's Purse has 100 volunteers on site helping the victims with cleanup as they're staying at First Assembly Church there in Jefferson City. Please consider giving a gift to help pay for the materials they need through SamaritansPurse.org or call 828-262-1980. That's 828-262-1980. Muslim Democratic Congresswoman Ilhan Omar of Minnesota, notorious for her anti-Semitic and anti-American rants, stood up on the floor of the House of Representatives to blast pro-life legislators who have recently passed pro-life laws in Ohio, Alabama, Missouri, Georgia, Kentucky, and Mississippi, reports CNSNews.com.
Religious fundamentalists are currently trying to manipulate state laws in order to impose their beliefs on an entire society. Their recent efforts, like those in Alabama, in Georgia, are only the latest in a long history of efforts to criminalize women for simply existing, to punish us when we don't conform to their attempts to control us.
Christian pro-lifers would beg to differ. They're not trying to control women, but protect the babies in the womb. The Vision Church of Atlanta, Georgia, has added a psychic medium who claims to commune with the dead to their staff, reports the Christian Post. LaCara Foster, who holds a doctorate of ministry from the Interdenominational Theological Center, is also the creator and star of the YouTube series, The Gift, which follows her life as a medium, a so-called, quote-unquote, minister, and spiritual teacher. Deuteronomy 18:10-11 warns, "Let no one be found among you who sacrifices their son or daughter in the fire, who practices divination or sorcery, interprets omens, engages in witchcraft, or casts spells, or who is a medium or spiritist, or who consults the dead. Anyone who does these things is detestable to the Lord. Some conservatives are now condemning actor Jim Carrey after he published a cartoon on Saturday depicting Alabama Republican Governor Kay Ivey being aborted as furor over the state's controversial abortion ban continues to grow, reports the Christian Post. Carrey wrote in a tweet on Saturday, quote, "I think if you're going to terminate a pregnancy, it should be done sometime before the fetus becomes governor of Alabama," end quote, which contained his graphic artwork of Ivy being aborted. Liz Wheeler, a host on the conservative network One America News Network, said, quote, "Thank you for the truly accurate and therefore horrifying portrayal of abortion, sucking out the brains of a person because that person is inconvenient to you. You bless the pro-life movement with this," end quote. Democratic Socialist Congresswoman Alexandria Cortez of New York said that both Christian and Muslim prayers, quote, "go to the same place," end quote, during the first ever congressional iftar, the meal that breaks the fast at sundown each day of the Muslim holy month of Ramadan. Last Monday, three Muslim members of Congress hosted an iftar at the U.S. Capitol, attended by about 100 guests from various religious backgrounds, reports the Washington Post. Cortez, a professing Catholic, said, quote, "When Representative Ilhan Omar prays, when I pray, when Representative Rashida Tlaib prays, I believe those prayers all go to the same place, up," end quote. Southern Baptist Convention President J.D. Greer said the Christian and Muslim ideas of God are irreconcilably different. Quote, "Islam is a false way of salvation. Islam presents salvation by works, and it outright denies several key things that Christianity teaches about God, like God being a Trinity, and the personal nature of God, and more," end quote. In John 14:6, Jesus declares, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except by me." Join our annual Generations Father-Son Retreat in the Colorado Mountains, Thursday, August 29th through Sunday, September 1st. You can register now and save $120 at ColoradoFatherSon.com. And that's the World View in 5 minutes on this Memorial Day Monday, May 27th in the year of our Lord, 2019. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at TheWorldView.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.